Hello, everyone, and welcome to Oye, ¿Cómo Va?, our music show with Jenny.
Hello.
And my name is Marco, and we have an excellent song for you guys today. A very popular song from a very well-known writer slash composer, singer. His name is Fito Páez.
Fito Páez.
He's a very well-known artist in Latin America, and I think he's from Argentina, right?
He's from Argentina.
So actually, Fito Páez songs are they're kind of like rock songs.
Rock songs and not very easy to understand what is the lyric about.
Exactly. His lyrics are nice, but they're kind of hard to understand at times because they don't really make much sense. Not because he just uses hard language or anything. It just doesn't really make sense at times. We have a song that's kind of like that today. It's called El Amor Después del Amor, which means love after love. Right?
Right.
So I guess this is kind of like again, we have a song about heartbreak and love and the typical song.
But this is in a rock style.
This is in rock style. Yeah. Okay. All right. So why don't we listen to the first part of the song?
El amor después del amor tal vez se parezca a este rayo de sol.
Love after love maybe looks like this ray of light.
Y ahora que busqué, y ahora que encontré.
And now that I searched, and now that I found.
El perfume que lleva al dolor.
The perfume that carries pain.
En la esencia de las almas.
In the essence of the souls.
En la ausencia del dolor.
In the absence of pain.
Ahora sé que ya no puedo vivir sin tu amor.
I now know that I can't live without your love. I think that's pretty straightforward.
It's romantic, but he doesn't use like a, I love you, and you know, I cannot live without you, or something like that. It's very, very special. Like el perfume que lleva el dolor, la esencia de las almas.
So basically, I think he's talking about falling in love again. Right?
Yes.
Because it's the love after love. El amor después del amor. Or maybe somebody died.
Or maybe that... What do we have after love? We have love still, so...
I don't know.
I don't know.
This
That's
is
why.
A good question. See, now we're getting philosophical here. All right, why don't we take a listen to the next part?
Almas, dice toda religión, Me hice fuerte ahí, donde nunca vi.
I became strong there where I never saw.
Nadie puede decirme quién soy.
No one can tell me who I am.
Yo lo sé muy bien, te aprendí a querer.
I know it very well, I learned how to love you.
El perfume que lleva al dolor.
The perfume that carries pain.
En la esencia de las almas.
In the essence of the souls.
Dice toda religión.
All religions say.
Para mí sé que es el amor después del amor.
For me, it is love after love. Okay, so again, we have kind of the same lyrics from the previous part, but he's talking about learning how to love someone.
In the first line, me hice fuerte ahí donde nunca vi. So he, it's like something like he became stronger where he didn't expect it. So
yeah, I guess that's what it means, right?
Something like, I don't know, something happened after he fall in love.
Me hice fuerte, así, I became stronger there. And you can see, though, it's he has to say me hice, mm-hmm. because he himself is becoming stronger, right?
Reflexive,
okay. All right, so then the next part is kind of repetitive from what we saw before. So why don't we jump to the part where he says, nadie puede y nadie debe vivir.
Nadie puede y nadie debe vivir. Vivir sin amor.
No one can and no one should live without love.
Nadie puede y nadie debe vivir sin amor.
Okay, no one can and no one should live without love. So we have the words there, poder, mm-hmm. which is to be able to, and should, mm-hmm. right? Which is debe, deber. Okay, those are interesting. So you can say you shouldn't do something. Is no debes, mm-hmm. but you can't do something, no puedes.
No puedes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's a really good point right there. All right. And then he talks about, okay, and then he continues on and says,
una llave por una llave.
A key for a key.
Y esa llave es mi amor.
And that key is my love.
Una llave por otra llave.
A key for another key.
Y esa llave es tu amor.
And that key is your love.
And then we have,
and then it goes on again, it kind of like the chorus, right? Nadie debe, and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a very cool rock song. He's talking about love, but I don't,
could you sing again, please?
I can't do a Fito Páez, but
okay.
I actually don't know many songs by this artist. I mean, I've heard a couple of them, but I'm not like familiar with his work.
Yeah, this one is very popular, so.
This one is very popular.
Do you know what is his real name?
No, I don't.
Rodolfo.
Rodolfo Páez.
Yeah, that's why they call Rodolfo. The one whose name is Rodolfo, in Argentina they say Fito.
Fito.
Rodolfito.
Ah, Rodolfito.
Fito.
Ah. What about for people that are named Francisco?
Pancho.
Pancho, they call them Pancho, yeah. Right? And what about for people called José?
Pepe.
Pepe. That doesn't make sense, though. For, yeah. like, Francisco, Pancho, no correlation there. Or Jose, Pepe, it's like, it's not even shorter.
No.
Jose, it,
they have
Pepe.
No, nothing to do, but, you know, it's like this. And also, like, Manolo, mm-hmm. Mongo.
Mongo?
Yes.
Really? I've never heard this song.
And this is real rare.
Mongo. Like
this is rare. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I've never heard I actually have a friend called Manolo, and I've never heard him.
In Cuba, they used to call them Mongo.
All right, so we hope you enjoyed this song. It's actually, it's a simple song, so it's not very hard to understand, but it has a really good beat.
And also the rhythm is nice.
Yeah, the rhythm, and it's, as we said, it's a very popular song in Latin America. So if you have any other questions or any song suggestions you may have, maybe you have an artist that you like, or maybe we can do some reggaeton next time. That's,
oh,
that,
yeah,
those,
yeah,
lyrics,
yeah,
are
sure.
Really good.
I want it.
All right, so we'll see you guys next time, and be sure to visit us at SpanishPod.com.
See you. Bye-bye. Bye.